Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome for the first time this year to another episode of Jake and Drew.
Season two, baby.
We're sorry we were gone for so long. We're happy to be back. We're very excited to be back in the new and improved pod studio.
Yeah, it's a little different. They got a new system here, so we're still getting used to it.
The studio looks a little different. The technology we're using looks a little different. Jake, you look a little different too. I wasn't sure who I was. I haven't seen you since the last episode. We don't ever talk in between episodes.
It's so only during the episodes.
We only talk during the episodes. So this is the first time I'm seeing you since then.
Yes, I got a perm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. If you're just listening on radio, it's worth the look. Jake, how do you feel about the perm? I'll let you talk. Let the perm talk.
I feel good. I switched it up a little today. I tried to go with the middle part. I actually can't see it anymore. I think it's kind of faded.
Yeah, it's kind of faded.
The middle part's faded. Okay. Middle part's faded. But it's been good. I mean, people look at me in a different light. You know, you ever watch a Cobra Kai?
Sure. Yeah.
There's a scene in Cobra Kai where Hawk, before he was Moshowitz, do you remember his name?
Ethan, maybe?
Ethan Moshowitz, I think. It's kind of sad that you know that. But Ethan Moshowitz, he was this nerd, but then he got a mohawk.
Mm-hmm. So you're comparing your perm to a mohawk.
They call me perm. They call me pee-pee boy and perm boy.
It looks good. No, I think it looks good. You know, it would look bad. I think that you can't have a perm if you're a fat kid or if you're a kicker in the National Football League or in the college football playoff. In those two instances, I think those are the only two you can't have a perm in because it's too distracting.
I think fat guys can pull off a perm.
I think they just look like fat little kids whose mothers are...
They're still growing up.
Yeah, they're still growing up. But yeah, no, it looks good on you.
Thank you. Sure. Appreciate it.
Do you think you'll keep it forever? Is this a new phase of your life?
I'm not sure. We're going to see what the ladies think.
How many dates?
I've went on a couple of dates, but if we're talking quote-unquote play, like, I don't...
It's been a complete cliff.
It's been a rough start. You know, I will say that I'm 0% right now.
Okay.
Since the perm, so hopefully we can increase that percentage.
Okay. Hey, there's only one way to go is up. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. I feel bad for the girls that their friends are like, hey, I got this friend to set you up with. He's super cool. I haven't seen him since before Christmas, but he's a great guy. And they show a picture of you.
Yeah.
And then you show up on the date and...
Well, you know I have dating apps, right? I got Mutual, got Hinge. I'm a proud user. I actually just got the premium version of Mutual.
Was I supposed to? Oh.
Premium version. I got the premium version.
What does the premium version do? That sounds like a waste of money. Nothing. How much do you pay for the premium version?
Usually you pay a lot. I got it for a week for free. So that's why I was trying to get that reaction out of you to be like, did you seriously pay money on a dating app? No, I didn't. Oh, I got it for a free week. But I've been catfishing girls because I no longer look like my profile.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's a good point, actually. They show up and they're like, is this Weird Al Yankovic
or am I going on a date with
Robbie from Victoria's?
Robbie from Victoria's, yeah.
No, it looks a lot better. It looks a lot better than those ones.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm glad we got out of the
way. I'm also dressed up, if you didn't notice.
Yeah, it's nice of you to finally
clean
up. Got a
white shirt and tie. I got mad about all the Dennis Rodman shirt hate and the camo pants, so I decided to stick it to you.
I felt bad that I...
You're stuck.
I feel
You're
bad
stuck.
That that's what you feel like, because I've literally probably worn this outfit every single time that I've done the show, just my go-to outfit. I woke up late today. Elise is my alarm clock, and Elise didn't wake up today, so I didn't wake up today. As a result, I feel pretty gross right now. I didn't shower. I've been
stinky boy,
raw dog, and I've been going throughout the day.
Don't say that. Dude, that's like, you know, moist. How people don't like the word moist.
Love that word.
I'm fine with it.
Put it on the wall.
I can stand it. Dad doesn't like it, so if he's listening, moist, moist, moist,
okay,
moist,
okay,
moist.
Okay.
But I don't like the word raw dog. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that word.
Okay.
Don't say it. Okay. I think we spent 5 minutes just catching up because it's been so long.
Yeah, that was crap. But it's been since Christmas. We talked before the ASU game, before the college football playoff started. It's been years, it feels like,
it has been.
Since that. But we've had a lot of good time since then. We both went back to Montana.
That felt like
Arizona.
Last year.
That did feel.
I'll be honest with you.
Man, I hate if Moist were a person for most people, that is it right there. When people say, I'll see you next year.
I'll see you next year.
Or, hey, it's tomorrow already at the sleepover. Like they're in the sleepover and then, hey guys, it's tomorrow. And they're like, you suck. Who invited this? This is Jake. But no, I wonder what do we want to get into first, Jake? I feel like there's a lot to talk about. I think that we might, before we get into your segment,
okay.
Let's just talk about some of our New Year's resolutions for the show. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about some of these things. Obviously, yours looks like it's dressed nicer for the show up. One of my goals is to have you write more for the show, to write the script.
I want you to edit more for the show.
Oh, well, okay. I guess that's fair, considering editing is just no editing. You just publish it to the World Wide Web.
Take some work.
I also want to get my clothes back from you. Some shirts. I'm just putting that out there. There's some clothes.
Are you talking about the Carhartt shirt?
No, I am talking about the Carhartt shirt.
You're not getting that back. Okay. Resolution of mine, I would love better social media team. They need to step it up.
Now that we have a camera, people can see our extensive resources for interns. So there's no hiding now.
Yeah, we got to recruit someone.
Yeah.
That's what we were going to talk about. We need to recruit someone to be our intern in the corner.
Yeah, preferably very hot, preferably very good looking, yes. Ages 19 to 19 and a half, and a guy, preferably.
Okay, yeah.
Not to be discriminating.
Who are you describing?
I don't know. Maybe I should have described Sam.
Yeah.
All right. I used to like how, before in the studio, people didn't know where we were in space and time, but now that they have this clock right here and this BYU logo right here, they kind of know where we're at.
Yeah.
Anyways, bummer. So any more resolutions, Jake, for the show or for anything? I want better guests this year.
Better guests.
We're trying to top Dennis Pitta.
Get some money. Let's make some money.
Let's make some money.
Why can't we make the money?
Okay. Great New Year's resolutions. These are not our New Year's resolutions, but more of our New Year's solutions. And we're going to bring Jake and Drew to you, right to you.
Season 2, bring it right to you.
Is this season 2?
Season 2.
Volume 1, season 2?
Season 2, volume 1, chapter 3, section 5, subsection 6.
Okay, perfect. Great way to start. Okay, what do you want? Do you want to get into your thing, Jake, or should we talk about some sports?
A new segment I've been working on.
Oh, before that, I just want to talk about some recency stuff.
Okay.
You went to a hockey game.
I did.
Was it 2 days ago or is it yesterday?
2 days? 2 days ago.
Okay, and how was it?
It was good.
Your first professional hockey game?
Yes. That day I became a fan of the Utah Hockey Club. Sadly for them, I became a fan. So now they're cursed. Now they're cursed for life. So
as
I'm,
goes
I'm so
with
sorry.
Gardner fandom, they're now cursed. And did they win the game?
They didn't. That's why I say they were cursed. They were winning 2-1. I got there late, halfway through the second period. There's 3 periods in hockey. Mm-hmm. So about halfway.
Who do you think you're talking
to? halfway through the game, we're up 2-1. They score 2 times while I'm there. Ooh. We don't score at all. Utah club doesn't. And I leave and I go get some food. While I'm getting food, I come back. I see that we scored. But then they score 2 more goals while I'm there. So I didn't actually see Utah Hockey Club score a goal.
No. Okay. Well, I guess we should really turn our bad luck into gambling odds. I think we'd make a lot.
True.
We'd be a lot happier.
Bet against our team,
I recently had the unique, cool opportunity to sit courtside at a Jazz game. My first time ever sitting courtside. It was through the Jake and Drew Foundation offering money to orphans of all ages, preferably the ones above the age of 18. No, that's not it. I was with a company. It was awesome. They, give you food and, stuff and salmon and cake pops, and then I got to sit half court.
Who are they playing?
Was the Jazz versus the Heat.
Did Jimmy Butler fall on top of you? Or?
No, I was kind of hoping he would. I was going to try to recruit him, but he wasn't there. He's obviously in hot water down in Miami. But Patty Mills, I didn't even know he was still in the league, and he hit a go-ahead 3, fell almost in my lap. I found the clip
you touched his butt?
I didn't touch his butt. Why would that be the thing I touched?
Well, no, if he was that close, why did you touch
him? He was on the ground. He was on his back. He hit the 3 and won 3.
Dude, you touched his butt. You touched Patty Mills' butt.
I touched Patty Mills' butt. But that's not the point. Please don't entitle this podcast, Andrew Touches Patty Mills' Butt.
No, that's a perfect name.
Oh, gosh.
Is that your resolution? No more potty talk titles?
Yes, that is my resolution. I was going to talk about, yeah. So anyways, Patty Mills fell right in my lap. It was awesome. Not really, but I was on TV because of it, because of like, he falls and one. It's a huge swing for the Jazz. I had to pretend like I was a Jazz fan. That
and
was
the
fun.
Jazz cut the lead down to 40.
And then we did end up losing the Jazz. And then, but it was still fun. I got to watch Phoenix Suns legend Drew Eubanks go to work on Bam Adebayo. So that was kind of fun.
Do you know how they always like pan the camera and they're like, hey, we have this celebrity in the building? Did they say, we have Drew from Jake and Drew in the
building? They should have. Oh, man. I should have reached out. Should have let him know. That would have been sick.
And you got to give the classic nonchalant. Oh,
the camera's just like right on your face the whole time. You're like.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
So.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, oh, are they in trouble? Like, did they break up? Like, what's going on? Mm. He's touching Patty Mills' butt. What's going on? He doesn't like Jake.
Where's Jake?
So anyways, that was my first courtside experience. Technically, the second one wasn't a courtside experience. It was with another company. I think it's a good idea to just get recruited by companies that you don't really have too much interest in.
True.
But I was sitting two rows back, or on the second row of the BYU basketball game, right behind Tyler Haas.
Wow.
Legend, BYU legend.
Did you give him a little back massage?
I was going to try to recruit him to be on the show, but I tried to like, but it was funny. I was going to try to like yell his name right as I was about to. This Oklahoma State player just comes over to like Tyler Haas, accidentally tips the ball out of bounds, and he's like PO'd. Just like screams the F word right in Tyler Haas' face. It was really funny. But no, that was really cool to see him. They put him on the Jumbotron. Don't know why they couldn't put me. But
you're just behind him just trying to wave. Have you seen the picture where they're like, they show Kyler Murray and it's just this fat Asian guy? They're like, that's actually not Kyler Murray. He's the one behind
them
who's blocking him.
Yeah, I remember they did that with, oh man, I can't remember the awesome offensive lineman for the Eagles, but they did that for him. Like, yeah, that's not him at all. It's just some random fat dude that looks like an offensive lineman. So yeah, that was my two. I'm off to a great start. In under 2 weeks, two courtside seats. So maybe one day we'll get you there too. Maybe. You had pretty good seats, pretty good box seats.
We had good box seats.
Okay, that's enough of that. Enough of this bragging. How prideful can we be? Let's talk about Jake's next segment. Jake, should I cue it up?
Cue it up. This is a segment. Oh, you're getting the volume right. A segment. Of all segments, I give you the Jake system.
Oh.
The Jake system.
The Jake system.
As we've talked about previously on the show, I go on a couple dates. And so I decided, you know, what are the best dates? So I decided to rate them on a system that is fair called the Jake system.
Is this still part of the intro? Do I stop the music?
No, you keep it going. Oh, okay. This is for the whole thing.
This is for the whole thing.
Whole thing.
Okay.
Whole thing, I tell you.
Blast 10 and 11. Okay. You're ranking girls, or is this just how you get girls?
No. Here's the thing that the common misconception, they think this is about the girls.
Common misconception?
This about the Jake system.
How many people know about the Jake system, Jake?
It is about the date, not the girl. You know how they say hate the player, not the game?
Yeah.
I'm saying hate the player, don't hate the game, because the game's never wrong, and that is the Jake system.
Okay. So we hate the girls.
We hate the girls. We do not hate the Jake system.
We ruin the girls.
Hate the girls. Kay. Stop the girls. Jake system. But I'm going to break it down. The J in the Jake system, joy.
Joy.
Did I have joy on that date? Did I have a fun time? A, amount. There's a price to everything, and I'm not willing to pay it.
That's probably the biggest one. That should be a capital A, all other lowercase.
It's a big one. These are all worth 10 points.
Oh, they're not weighted differently.
No, they're weighted 5 points. Okay. So it equals 20. There's four. It equals 20. We times it by five, and we get up the percentage.
Okay. Gosh,
quick
this
math.
Is so stupid.
A, amount. K, chemistry.
That's not spelled K.
Chemistry.
Show me chemistry.
Hey, are we able to have good chemistry on this date?
Like on a scale from like Jake and Sam to Jake and Drew.
Yes.
Okay.
Does this build chemistry?
Okay.
E, ensuing.
You pick the weirdest words. There's so many other words.
Ensuing. That means after this date, is there a possibility of another date? Is this leading into another date? For example, like if I'm playing tennis and I beat her, if she beats me in tennis, which never happens, then I can say, oh, well, you're not going to beat me in pickleball. Next date.
Okay.
You can turn off the sound now. But yeah. I'd like to give my a percentage to a certain date.
Drop the name. Mandy, zero.
It's a hot take. The Nickel Arcade
Okay.
Nicole Cade scored a 45% on the Jake system.
Are you talking about locations or are you talking about people you went on dates with?
No, no. I'm just talking about the date. The date.
This isn't about the girls?
You want to hear about the girls?
Well, no, no. I don't care. Well, chemistry? Do you have chemistry with Nickel City or is this
no,
chemistry?
No, chemistry. Is it a place, an atmosphere where I can build chemistry?
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. 45%. I don't feel like the Nickel Arcade's a good date. I have no joy. I just take a girl to Chuck E. Cheese pretty much. I'm like, hey, girl, you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese with me?
You could not have named a happier place on earth than Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I'm taking this girl to Chuck E. Cheese. It's expensive. That's something that it says Nickel Cade. I paid $25.
It's Nickel City. What is this, Nickel City?
Nickel City? I paid $25 to go there with a girl.
Okay.
Chemistry, it's kind of awkward. I don't like it. I don't feel like I can talk to them normally. Usually you can use the games as like a joking point, like, oh, haha, I beat you. You suck at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then it doesn't really work. I don't like it. E ensuing, maybe.
Like you'd want to go back?
I don't.
It made you want to follow up with the girl or it made you want to go back?
I would say it's halfway there. Like, oh, this could lead to a possible date. But that's the only part that was really good about it.
In case you were wondering, there is one Chuck E. Cheese in Utah and it's in Salt Lake. So
yeah. I think we have another segment though.
Oh.
It's called Drew's Clues.
I don't have good music for this. I was kind of hoping for like a Blues Clues, like ding ding ding, or maybe like some
Seinfeld
music.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, maybe some Seinfeld music. Can you do that in the background while I do it? What's the deal with Drew's Clues? Welcome to Drew's Clues. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I got a little too into it. Okay, Drew's Clues.
Okay.
I have no idea what this is.
This is a segment that I'm working on. It's a work in progress. You guys are here to help us kind of like work through this. This is like a studio. We're throwing stuff around. This is like we got the clay on the wheel and it's spinning. Sometimes it spins too fast.
Spinning around and you spin it and you spin it.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
Here's some of the Drew's Clues that I picked up from.
We're quoting too much Seinfeld TV shows and movies. We need.
We're not uniquely funny. We have nothing. We have no material. Everything is recycled.
Yes.
For Drew's Clues, I figured this could be a segment where maybe I'll put on some of this background music.
Are you gonna steal
my there's an ad. Never mind. For Drew's Clues, I hope this would be a segment where I do a little investigative work, dive into what's making things go right or go wrong in our lives, in the lives of the sporting events we watch, or just in the world we live in. Mm-hmm. So, without being too political, I birthed this Drew's Clues into the world. And I just wanted to talk about a few things that aren't too groundbreaking. It's going to get more groundbreaking, I can promise you that. But as I was sitting in my humanities class trying to think of a segment called Drew's Clues, I came up with just some portions of it. First off, BYU, rough start. But I've noticed a clue at my last game. What does Steve from Blue's Clues say when they found a clue?
I think we got a clue.
Nope, we got a clue. Okay. You obviously changed clue for letter. It's Dallin Hall. We've talked about this before on the show. He got a haircut, like a very short haircut. I want to read some receipts from Big Boy Coog as I was sitting courtside at the BYU basketball game. I texted him, just wanted to let him know.
Big Boy Coog.
Do people know that Big Boy Coog is a guy?
I think they know that Big Boy Coog is this guy.
Team of Destiny!
Yeah, that is Big Boy Coog. I texted Big Boy Coog. I noticed that Dallin Hall got a haircut. And we've talked on this show before how Dallin Hall he has great hair. You see his pictures on the BYU website or whatever. Looks great. He's a very good-looking dude. But then when he gets in the basketball game, he looks like a scrub. His hair is like all over the place. He looks like he's got a Jake Gardiner cut from like the 2006. Not good. Not good. So I texted Big Boy Coog to say, he got a haircut, so it looks less goofy now. Just keeping you posted. And he said, I'm on site. First thing I noticed, looks 100 times better. Then he also told me I had some good seats. So what this all brings me to, this clue of this haircut, is that BYU is on the rise now. We almost blew this lead to Oklahoma State. But now, from my expert analysis, I think that BYU is going to be on the rise in a very tough Big 12 conference because they have a point guard who looks good on the court. And that's all you need to win a championship, is just a point guard who's looks good on the court.
Wait, so you're saying a haircut is going to lead to the BYU?
I almost said white.
Turning
like,
this
season
around.
Yes. There's always that one guy in March Madness that's just, pasty gangster.
I feel like that's a stretch.
Well, that's a little clue. It's just a little clue. It's
not the whole thing.
It's not a hypothesis. It's just a clue, okay? A
hypothesis. Good word choice.
Yeah, if
good
you want Drew's hypotheses, we can make that a segment too. But that's just one. My second clue, and this will conclude my Drew's clues for the week, is this Bills-Ravens game. Yeah. Jake, you, I think, predicted the Ravens to be in the AFC Championship?
I did.
So I predicted the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Who'd you predict to win the Super Bowl?
I picked the Ravens
to win the Super Bowl? Or did you pick
I picked
team?
The Ravens to make it to the Super Bowl. Okay. I think I had the Eagles win. Maybe I had the Ravens win. I don't know.
We'll look at the film for that. But I've realized we have a golden opportunity here. Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson this Sunday. Sunday. Whoever wins this game is the MVP. Or should be the MVP.
Regular season. It's a regular season award, Andrew.
Is it, though, the most valuable player? I don't see an asterisk that says most valuable player of the regular season. Given that the voting does happen before the Super Bowl, valid. But I think that this is our chance as fans to know who the actual MVP is. Head to head. Okay. Who wins?
Well, we already saw it, and Lamar cooked Josh Allen.
In the regular season?
Mm-hmm. 35-10. It was like week three.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Clue void.
Yeah, what happened that game? Hey, it's hard to beat a team twice. Bills are my Super Bowl champion this year. Okay. Very unpopular take, but I think they can do it.
It's panning out all right.
This didn't really have anything to do with clues. There's no clues involved with how they're doing. So I don't really want to make anything up, but that's just my assertion is that whoever wins this. It's a pretty crap segment right now. But I promise you, I'm looking at you in the eye, I promise the segment will be good. Drew's Clues. It'll be better than the Jake system.
Drew's Clues. Whatever that is. There's no way. The Jake system.
That's not even a segment. It's just like you ranking places you like.
It's like Boyle's. Like,
brick oven, vibes are good. 35.
You know how Boyle, remember that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Boyle has his own pizza blog?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, nobody reads it at all.
Okay, I'm gonna improve mine as well. The Jake system. We're both gonna work on these segments and we're gonna make them good. I'll probably add girls into them.
Oh, maybe I'll add
Tasty
girls into
text.
Them. Tasty text meets Drew's Clues. Ooh. And then I just steal your phone and look at some text.
People have gotten mad at me for not having tasty text. So I do need to work at that as well. I need to up my riz.
Maybe you just need to use women.
Do you know what's funny? As I was coming to the pod center, I saw the girl who...
The camera girl.
I saw the camera girl. She waved at me first. So maybe I slide in.
So maybe wave and then just like flip her the bird.
Yeah, I put my head down and just walked away.
Okay.
I gave her a little wave. But that was Riz.
Before we get off the kind of talking about the playoffs, we'll talk a little bit more, I'm sure, in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But want to just mention what happened, man. Pittsburgh Steelers. You had to sell your integrity to put your life savings on Mike Tomlin, who's 8-11 in the playoffs, by the way. But in the last, what?
I'd
like to hear this.
Any other team? Steelers make it to the AFC Championship.
That's not how you say I'm wrong or I'm sorry.
I'm not wrong. My AFC Championship game just happened to be in week one.
They're not beating the Bills.
They are beating the Bills.
No, they're not. The Steelers weren't beating anybody in that game, and you know it. They weren't even beating the Broncos.
The Broncos? They're beating the Broncos.
You don't want this, Jake. You don't want this smoke.
Trust me, the Steelers. Hey, we're gonna regroup and we're gonna come back next year.
Yeah, you're gonna come back for a over 500 season, bounce in the first round. So let's get into a different segment.
I mean, they did better than people predicted, though.
True.
A lot of people didn't think they were winning, making it to the playoffs.
They fell off an absolute cliff. They almost missed the playoffs at the end of the season.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
What was their record, Jake? Do you know their record?
I do not.
Let's look at their...
I'm not going to claim things I don't know.
I'm not even going to pretend.
Oh, also, Brady, how's Sam Darnold looking now? Okay. How's he looking, bud? Oh,
maybe we should have
Brady. It's like when there's actual games that matter. He doesn't show up. The last two games, he sucks. He's not going to get his money.
He's
not going to get his money.
He was seeing ghosts, I think. Here's how it went. The last four games of the season. Is it the last four games? Last four games of the season. Lost, 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 lost. In the last seven games, they lost five of those games. So they went 2-5 in their last seven games. So they fell off a cliff, Jake.
You know, injuries really, really hurt this team towards the end.
I don't think injuries were the fact that TJ Watt didn't get a tackle for like 200 snaps. Anyways, I'm not hating, but I'm just saying there's not a team in this world that I hate more than the Steelers. And you were just like,
that's cap. If that's true, you should reconsider. You don't like the Seahawks more than the Steelers.
No. But now that Pete Carroll's gone, I'm kind of like a little bit less. But
I liked Pete Carroll.
Yeah, he was always chewing on stuff.
Petey.
He thought he was better than me. The biggest cow always grazes. Anyways, let's move along into a new segment. Actually, we don't have another segment.
A new segment.
We actually got to get rolling pretty soon here. You're dressed up because you're going to go to the temple, right?
I am.
Okay.
I'm dressed up to make a point against you and the Dennis Rodman shirt.
That's a stupid point. Hey, also 9 years ago today, the Hail Larry. Do you remember that? Do you remember where you were during that game?
Yeah, we were at home, Montana.
No, we weren't at home.
The Hail Larry?
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
We watched it delayed.
Yes, delayed upstairs.
Okay, we watched it delayed upstairs.
Yes.
You didn't check the score, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be honest. I actually saw that it was 2020.
Oh, my God.
I saw it went into overtime.
I think I showed you it was 2020, if I'm being honest. We were at the Frenchtown Steak Dance.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. I have no idea. That actually is beyond me. I look back and I'm like, the biggest game of the year was on for the Cardinals, and we were trying to riz up some Frenchtown girls.
Ugh. Frenchtown.
Gross.
Okay. Ew, yucky.
Before we wrap up the show, I wanted to talk about college football playoff a little bit. A little predictions for the championship game. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Sure.
Just to recap, it looks like most of our predictions weren't too hot in the sense that I don't think we had a single team make the Final Four from any of our
predictions. Didn't have a single team make the Final Four.
You might have put Penn State there. Did you put Ohio? Do you think that you put Ohio?
No, I didn't.
No, you put Tennessee.
Because I wanted Oregon. I thought Oregon and ASU were going to play.
I did too. I was kind of hoping they would play.
Georgia. I thought Georgia was going to go. Who was the other one? I didn't get a single one.
SMU, Boise State, Penn State.
I had Boise State going.
It's a good thing we don't pretend like we know what we're talking about, or this would be very embarrassing.
Yeah. The thing is, though, what we low-key got right, be scared of those Sun Devils. So close. And we got robbed. We
are all right.
That was a targeting?
Ruined the season for us.
And
that's why I brought up the perm, though, is because that kicker kind of looks like your hair. And dude is so sorry. Like, what happened? What happened? That was so bad. And then Texas completely got exposed by Ohio State. Ohio State's a lot better than I think we all assumed after that Michigan game.
I'm not going to make assumptions or anything.
It sounds like you're about to make an assumption.
But I think they might have benched their kicker. Is that true?
Texas?
Yes.
Well, it didn't make a difference.
Well,
they lost.
Well, they had, like, the best kicker in their franchise history. Then he missed two field goals against ASU. I'm watching the game. There's a totally different kicker in there. No perm guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe shave the hair. He realized he's like, I messed up. I can't be this identifiable.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ASU water girls for stepping in his way, giving him.
Yeah.
I would never wish the yips upon anyone, but I think he's got the yips. And
yips, yeah.
Couldn't have come at a better time, which also contributes to my prediction of how a doink field goal, one of the best feelings in sports.
Oh.
It happened in the ASU game. So and it didn't seem like it was a thing when we predicted this and when I said this in the podium, but when it happened versus ASU, oh, it was so beautiful.
Well, when it doinks, you hold your breath for a second because you don't know if it went in or if it went out.
Yeah.
So you're like, what?
Is it going to double
and
doink?
And then they say, it went out. And you're like, and then we were going crazy. Good times.
One thing I was going to mention just before we end talking about ASU was just Scataboo. Deserves our hearts. I'd sell my legs.
And Kenny
D is the best.
Sam Levitt played good as well.
He's going to be awesome next year. We got a lot of good things going for us in ASU. Jordan Tyson coming back. It's going to be really good. Things are looking up. But I will say, I feel like in the first half, for some reason, Scataboo felt like he was kind of shut down. And you could see it on the sideline. He was always PO'd and just yelling like he was not happy about he was just frustrated with what was going on. But I think that in that game, he did prove he is the best running back in the country.
He proved it.
Yeah.
He proved it for sure.
People will debate, and obviously Boise State, Ash and Jenny, made a pretty good case for himself, and he was doing as much as he could against a great Penn State defensive line. But honestly, if Ash and Jenny was playing against Texas in that defensive line, he wasn't doing anything.
So it was funny because people were commenting during the first half when we were losing by a lot. Oh, Scoutaboo, he talked all this crap. He talked this and that.
He must have heard.
And then second half, all I see in the comments is, what did we just witness? You know,
like, everyone switches up real fast. Everyone switches up real fast.
Oh, yeah.
So put some respect on the future Arizona Cardinal.
Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
So let's talk about the game tonight. Obviously, Riley Leonard.
The game's not tonight.
The guy, he sucks. Oh, yeah. Well, they don't know what time it is, what day it is. We could be in the future.
Yeah.
It's, I guess it's not tonight. It's on the 20th, which I think is Monday night.
Monday, yeah.
You planning on watching?
I'm planning on maybe watching. I might have a date.
Make a date out of it. It's at like 5:30. We got Notre Dame coming out of nowhere versus Ohio State. So I guess Notre Dame's kind of proven that they are legit. Do you see them upsetting? Is it technically? No, it's not technically an upset. Do you see them beating Ohio State, though? It seems like the odds are against them. I don't know what the spread is or what the money line is, but
I see Ohio State winning.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because all my predictions have been wrong, and I'm rooting for Notre Dame.
You're rooting for Notre Dame?
Yes.
You know what? I'm rooting for Notre Dame, but I don't think they're going to win as well. Like, I think that Ohio State is just stacked. So you know what? I'll do the same thing as you.
Okay.
And then when we're both wrong,
I'm a curse. Because
you and I, like, say the opposite, so at least one of us is right. We don't seem like complete idiots. But I think that, yeah, you're right. We are curses to anybody we root for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm going to root for, obviously, Notre Dame. They've kind of changed my heart. I haven't really liked them since Manti Te'o. I thought that they've always been overrated, always overhyped, given way too much love from the committee. But, you know, I think they can do it.
True.
Riley Leonard.
I like it.
That guy sucks. Okay. That's what his mom texts him before every game.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, you know his mom?
I know everyone's mom.
And that's that. That's the perm talking. Okay. Well, this was a great episode. Do you have any other things that you want to get into, Jake, before you take off your clip-on tie?
It's tied. It's tied. I honestly want to talk to Brady right now, but I know if we do, this podcast is not going to end.
Should we just say we got you for 5 minutes?
Yeah. Get Brady on the phone. Get Brady on the phone. We got him for 5 minutes. Tell him we're cutting him off at 5 minutes, though. Me and Brady have huge beef. I'll ask the question. I'll ask the first question. I'm just going to
just say Andrew's not here. It'd be kind of weird this from my phone. Can you hear the phone ringing?
Turn it up.
I'm in the car. Whoa.
We didn't even talk about that song.
I don't think it's really worth talking about.
Corner, whoa.
I don't even know what's happening right now. I think it's calling him.
I don't know. Turn off your Wi-Fi. Oh.
I don't think we connected him to the headphones. Talk to me, Goose. Am I leaving a message?
Oh, well. Yeah, I mean,
Brady, if you can hear us, Sam Darnold sucks.
Sam Darnold sucks if you can hear us, Brady. We're on the pod right now. We can't hear you, Brady, but
let me see if I can.
Maybe.
Hello? Maybe I'm just leaving a message.
Maybe you are.
Mm. Hmm.
Okay. Well, Sam Darnold sucks. Honestly, I will say this. I was wrong about Sam Darnold.
Okay. You're not going to say you're wrong about the Steelers, but you'll say you're wrong about Sam Darnold?
No, I wasn't. That was the AFC Championship. Mark my words. When the Ravens make it to the Super Bowl,
everyone knows that the AFC is the top three teams. Of the AFC are Steelers, Ravens, probably the Broncos.
No, but I didn't give him his credit. But then again, when the pressure's on, that's when you.
The problem is, I like Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold to do well, but I know what we saw, and I know that was the reality. Yeah. I know it wasn't any.
I love Sam Darnold too. The problem is, the thing between me and Sam Darnold, it's really Brady. Brady's getting in the way. It's like...
That's true. I could never root for Kirk Cousins with Brady.
Yeah.
Liking Kirk Cousins, because...
It's like, it's like you're dating this girl, right?
Okay.
And you break up with her, and you start dating her sister. You know, like, she's going to... Her sister that you broke up with, she's going to be mad. She's going to get in the way, and you're always going to have that in between you guys, you know?
No, that didn't make any sense at all.
Agree to disagree.
I think I hope Sam Darnold is great for a different team. I hope he goes somewhere else. Like, knowing him, though, he's probably going to go to, like, the 49ers or something. That's going to make me mad. Mm. But I guess some things are just true as old as time. Death, taxes, and Sam Darnold being mediocre when it matters most.
Yep.
And that is the true message of Jake and Drew, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We thank you for joining us for another year. Hey, cheers to season two.
Hey.
Here we go.
To many more years as well.
Yes, to many. What are we
doing? Oh, my mic. This show sucks. To many more years.
Make sure to hold it to 2 seconds.